Hello, we have cards for the 27th and 28th of June, 2022, and they are the Two of Swords, the King of Cups, and Judgment. Listen to your heart is practically a command from the King of Cups, the King of the Suit of the Heart. Today in the center, and since he or she may be a doctor, we're already getting good advice. The most interesting thing about these cards is that I drew the same three cards in the same order in a reading yesterday, and they were shuffled very well. I'm glad to see them again, although, of course, context was much different in yesterday's birthday reading. I don't think I'll violate anyone's privacy if I mention that it was particularly interesting that there were an overwhelming number of sixes involved. Yesterday was 626, the birth year had a six in it, as well as the celebrant's age. Six is a peaceful, creative number, and it was easy to see no matter what was going on throughout the next year, there was balance and control. The King of Cups, Pisces, Cancer, Scorpio, is in the center today, the loving father or father figure, husband or brother. This is about the King of Cups, whether the King's energy takes the form of another person or is available to us. The King of Cups is kind, compassionate, and talks about emotional intelligence, not your IQ, your EQ. It's a good story. The Two of Swords, Libra, Gemini, Aquarius, is of the suit of IQ, but the blindfolded human on the card isn't even using that. This is the card of stalemate, being between the proverbial rock and a hard place, and our human is or was, as this card is in a yesterday position, the situation at hand. We usually see him or her holding two crossed swords protectively at her chest. Swords represent the truth in the tarot, and he or she may be denying their own. This is a card of denial, turning a blind eye. The after tarot shows her still blindfolded, but two large, tough-looking soldiers have now seized her swords and seem to be about to go at it with each other. Swords crossed over her head. Twos talk about decisions so difficult you'd rather not make them. Matters of the heart are exactly that, says the kind, wise King of Cups, not matters of the head. This can be denying your own true calling. In the upcoming position, we have Judgment, number 20 of the Major Arcana, and we have a decision, so final, that this is one of the death cards. The good doctor says if you're in denial about anything at all regarding your own health, take the blindfold off. That blindfold can mean literal vision problems, and once the doctor does what he or she does, you'll have supreme clarity, according to Judgment, which is a transformative card, which is what death is, as in final judgment. And of course, it's easy to be in denial about that. You may be in denial about the state of one of the possible humans represented by the King of Cups, or you may be in denial about how you really feel about something or someone. This very person may be your true calling, or you yourself have found it in your heart to forgive and reunite. The King of Cups sits on a concrete throne that miraculously floats calmly on choppy water. The goblet he holds in his right hand does not spill a drop. The Judgment of the After Tarot illustrates the death aspect of this card by showing three spirits rising from their graves, a baby, a man, and a woman, as a giant angel calls them up with a giant horn. Perhaps your true calling is a horn player or a musician. It's interesting to me that the open coffin vaults in which remain the remains of the departed in the form of dry white skeletons also look as if they are floating on water, or more likely in what is said to represent the river Styx, crossing the river, a metaphor of death and transformation. Your own true calling may be leadership, which is what and who the king is. Someone is denying or turning a blind eye to their own true calling. Or this king is the one you want, and you've decided. You've been between the rock and the hard place long enough. The King of Cups is the soft place.